Get ready to learn some stuff, Raven.
Okay.
It's Anna and Raven. Big game is on Sunday, the Super Bowl. This is everything you need to know. Kansas City Chiefs or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Well, I knew that, but thank you.
Right. This is the 101st season of the NFL, and there's a lot of things that are happening for the very first time on Sunday, which I thought was really interesting. One, Sarah Thomas. You're going to hear her name a lot. She's the first female to be a referee in a Super Bowl. Also, it's the first time a team is playing in their home stadium, like ever. Tampa Bay at Raymond James Stadium.
Go Bucks!
Do you think that gives them an advantage or
no? I think in normal years, I think it would give them quite a big advantage. This year, it's a little bit different. The teams weren't in town the whole time. If you had been in a foreign town the entire time, I think that's a detriment.
Yeah.
This time, the Chiefs aren't flying until about 48 hours before the game because of COVID.
Right.
So I think that this year, it's not as big an advantage, but still a little bit. It's familiar anyways.
Speaking of flying in and COVID and all that, the stadium will only be at 30% capacity. So it's 14,500 fans will be there, and then 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers, they got their tickets donated to them. I guess I didn't realize how many people are actually in a stadium of that size. That means that, like, on a normal basis, three times that? That is so many people there.
And they could even go larger, I'm sure, for the Super Bowl. It probably would have been 70,000 plus.
All right, more facts. Ready, Raven?
Yes.
Who's old? Take a guess.
Tom Brady is the older of the two.
How many times are you going to hear Tom Brady is 43? I'm not a big football person. Like, I don't know a whole lot. I know that Tom Brady is 43 years old, and
right.
He is the oldest quarterback in the NFL at the Super Bowl.
And the most successful there's ever been, except Patrick Mahomes, the guy he's facing, is kind of the new blood guy that everybody thinks is going to be dominant for the next 10 years. So that will be the storyline you're going to get right up until game time. Old versus his young lion.
Patrick Mahomes, he's 25. It's like a baby compared next to Tom Brady. So what do the players get? I thought this was really interesting.
Okay.
So if you win the Super Bowl,
yes,
you get a bonus of $124,000.
That's pretty good money.
It's a good bonus, right?
Right. I mean, especially since you already got a game check.
But if you lose, you still make out pretty good. You make $62,000 if you're the losing team.
And you still got to be there, which is such a big deal. As a Super Bowl player, Super Bowl champ even more so, as you might imagine, they're going to have all sorts of opportunities for them down the road, too, as players.
I just want to be on that sidelines. I don't care if I win or lose, just to get that kind of bonus money. Just that is crazy.
It's like being nominated for an Academy Award. People are always going to give you a look for a job after that.
The one thing that the winners do get that the losers don't get is the trip to Disney World, though, which is only 220 miles away this year.
Wow.
Do you still think the winners go? They have to go, right? It's like in their contract. If you win the Super Bowl, you have to go to Disney World.
I feel like it'll be them and like 10 other people in the park. They'll have to clear them out to make sure they're not over attendance.
Okay. How bad do people really want to go to the Super Bowl, Raven?
Really bad?
Well, see, I have no interest, none whatsoever. The average resale price of a ticket right now is $13,500.
Big bucks.
That is crazy money. 52% of people say they give up all their vacation days for an entire year to just go to the Super Bowl for one day. Come on. Over half people would do that? You would do that, Raven?
I didn't get to get on a plane at all last year. I mean, even when I had days up, I just stayed at home. I think it would be a coin flip for me right now.
Come on.
Yeah, I think I would give up my vacation for a year to go to the Super Bowl.
You would not spend Christmas with your family so you could go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think I might.
Oh my gosh, it's terrible. Want to sound smart at your Super Bowl party but don't really know anything about football? Welcome to my world. It's Anna and Raven. Tom Rock is the Giants beat writer at Newsday and overall football expert.
Tom, welcome. We love to get a little bit of expertise when Anna wants to sound halfway smart about something she knows nothing about.
It's true.
Well, I've made a career out of that, so that's pretty good. I'm the guy to talk to about this stuff.
Perfect.
All right. So we're looking for three things that I can do to sound smart, like things that I could just bust out.
Well, the trick to this is to sound smart, but not light up conversations that become quicksand for you to fall into. Right.
Yeah. Mm.
So, like, I can tell you to say, you know, Leonard Fournette could become the third player ever to score a touchdown in four straight postseason games. But then now you all of a sudden you're stuck for the other two, Terrell Davis and Larry Fitzgerald. So we're going to keep it simple. And I broke it down for you in groups. We start with the pregame. The word is turnovers.
Okay.
Can you remember that?
Turnovers.
Yep.
Yes.
Right. The game's going to come down to turnovers. Whoever has the most turnovers is going to lose. Whoever has the fewest turnovers is going to win. You just keep harping on turnovers, and nobody can ever argue with you.
Okay, Tom, here we go. Ready? You know what, guys? This game is going to come down to turnovers. Whoever's got the most turnovers is going to win the football and score more points.
No, they're going to lose.
Whoever's got the most turnovers is going to lose. So
definitely.
Let's hope,
there you go.
It's our team. Did that work?
Good.
Well,
I would cut it off at just the game's going to come down to turnover.
Right, and okay. Then walk away.
Yeah, you got to right. You got to drop these grenades and then leave.
All right,
got it. All right, Tom, number okay. two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so number two, anytime Roger Goodell or Alex Rodriguez is on the screen, you need to audibly snort or groan.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, right? Like that.
Wait. Alex Rodriguez? Like J-Lo's
yes,
fiance?
Yes, half of J-Lo.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he pops up everywhere these days. He was at the inauguration. He's everywhere. So chances are he's going to be at the Super Bowl in some capacity.
But I like him. I think he's so handsome and a wonderful fiance to J-Lo.
No, so you see, in pop culture, he's good. He's redeemed now. In sports culture, it's still plenty of people on the fence.
In a sports sense, oh. if you want to seem like a sports person,
oh, no.
You need to have a little disgust for him.
I didn't know there was going to be a moral dilemma
all right.
today.
I want you to use some of your disgust in a sentence.
There he is, A-Rod, always just showing up.
Perfect.
You can go something on J-Lo's coattails, too. That would be all right.
Oh, that's good, too.
Number two, insult A-Rod.
Okay, right. Number yeah. three, what do you think, Tom?
So number three, and this one you can use several times throughout the game, is, boy, I wonder what Bill Belichick is thinking right now.
Belichick. Now, who is Bill Belichick?
What?
You know? That's a fact you don't even have to answer. You just kind of throw it out there and let the conversation flow from it.
It's one to ponder, right.
Right? So they're about to kick off, and you say, boy, I wonder what Bill Belichick is thinking right now.
Oh, that's good.
They're about to hand the trophy to Tom Brady, and you say...
I say, I wonder what Bill Belichick is thinking right now.
It even works in the opposite. If they're about to hand the trophy to the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. you say...
I say, I wonder what Bill Belichick is thinking right now.
It's true.
There you go.
It does fit everywhere, Tom. You're right.
But wait a minute. Who is... somebody going to tell me who yeah. Bill Belichick is?
Yes, Bill Belichick was Brady's coach in New England.
Oh, okay.
Right? So I think even if you forget one and two, Belichick has got you covered.
Okay, here we go. Ready, Tom?
Go ahead.
You know what, guys? This game's going to come down to turnovers. And then I wait a little bit, right, quietly in the corner.
Yeah, you walk away.
I nod a lot, right? And the yeah. minute A-Rod or that other guy, Goodell, I'm like, ah, look who's there, A-Rod. A-Rod just shows up everywhere, just riding on J-Lo's coattails. Wonder how he got in now that she's not doing the Super Bowl halftime show this year. That
oh,
worked.
Wow, got look that at on you. Your own. That was good.
Boom.
Right.
And then anytime anything else happens in the game, I say, I wonder what Bill Belichick is thinking right now.
That's great. And then at the end, whoever's under the confetti, whoever's getting the trophy, mm-hmm. you got to close it out. You need a big closing act here. And it's going to be next year, it'll be the Jets up there.
Nobody's going to believe that.
But nobody's going to remember it. So it doesn't matter. Good luck. Enjoy the game, guys.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Raven, whenever you see porch pirates getting caught,
oh.
it's usually a viral video or like it's on the news. Or
sweet justice.
Yeah, it's like the footage from a Ring camera. And what does the guy or the woman do? They cover their face, and they jump in a car, or they just kind of run away, right?
Yeah, usually, yep. They'll duck and run.
Not this guy. If you start explaining what you're doing while you're stealing a package, that is all I need to know about you. This is my favorite. Listen.
Hey, I was just coming. I'm with UPS. I was going to go bring it to your neighbors. We go around every place and make sure that you're not home. Or whatever, from UPS. Swear to God. Even if it's look it up. Michael Hansen.
Michael Hansen.
Look it up.
The only
look
thing that would make that better is if his real name was Michael Hansen.
Look it up. Go to UPS and search Michael Hansen, right? And there'll immediately be an answer as to what it is I'm doing here.
Yeah, go look it up. Google, do UPS workers go look on people and make sure they're home?
You know, they really are the lowest form, the porch
100%.
Pirate. And you got to say to yourself, man, I hope they love it when they get like, you know, the random like lotion or you yeah. got my dog's poop bags and you don't have a pet or this, that, whatever. At the same time, it's like, boy, it's really annoying that I didn't get my item on time when it arrived because somebody snatched it.
Right. But what if it was just this guy? Right?
Or whatever, from UPS. Swear to God. Even if it's
swear to God.
Look it up.
Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. I mean, run away like everybody else. What are you doing, buddy? That's all I need to know about you.
Ah, man. It's probably best that I haven't come into one of these situations because I'm hitting you with something. And there's not a lot around my front door, right, that I can pick up. So it's either going to, like, there's a shoe rack there. I can hit you with this square shoe rack, or it's going to be one of the dogs. I'm just going to throw one of the dogs at you.
All I keep thinking about is I just had Girl Scout cookies delivered to my house.
Box after box, upside the head?
Well, no. What if they took my Girl Scout cookies?
Oh, you'd be so upset.
I'd be so upset.
You would be so upset.
That's like the only thing they could take that I would be upset about.
Yeah.
Everything else, yeah, go ahead.
Free game.
Yeah.
Right. If you're hoping somebody screws up at the halftime show so you can just sit back and go, well, it was so much better when The Who or Prince or Michael Jackson or whoever it is that you want to cite did the halftime show before, that's all I need to know about you. Sit back and relax, everybody.
I don't understand, Raven, why people always are so quick to criticize the halftime show.
Like, sure.
And for most artists, this is their bucket list. This is like the pinnacle of their career. They don't get paid to be there.
I mean, how could it not be, right?
Yeah. So then I always feel bad. I'm like, why is everybody criticizing them? They're doing the best they can. You think they got up there and they winged it?
Well,
like, they tried hard.
Something we know a little bit about, Anna, you can't please everybody.
That's true.
So if there's 180 million people watching, you take a certain percentage of those people are just haters in general, you're going to have that problem. And then others that are just not fans of that person or genre or whatever. But sit back, enjoy, see what the show brings.
I'm sure it'll be great.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Hello, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was thinking about it and I was like, you know, we've never really discussed how Raven behaves during Super Bowls because he's like so into football, but is he like a fun guy to watch the game with? In my house, the guys never want us in the same room. It's so annoying, but the truth of the matter is like I don't really want to talk to them anyway. So we just, all the women go to a different room. Like, what happens during your Super Bowl experience?
He's actually really boring. Like, we watch it alone.
Wow.
Yeah. If he didn't want me in the room, that would be weird.
Well, if there was nobody else there, he literally has no one else to talk to.
You guys get up so early, he just can't really enjoy it.
Not unless I want to walk in here with a banging headache.
Does he have any weird superstitions or anything like that?
I don't think so, but he does have a habit of shutting stuff off too early. Like, he'll go to bed, he'll shut it off, and he'll think somebody won, and he'll wake up the next morning, and they lost. So he's done that before.
Yeah, it's true. It's happened with games. I'm not sure. I don't remember a Super Bowl, but it's happened with games, elections, all sorts of stuff.
You just call it. Yeah. You call it yourself, and then you're wrong.
I'm like, oh, yeah, it's over. Like, it's already decided. Then I wake up the morning, and I'm quite surprised.
Raven was arguing earlier this week, 40% of Americans want to make the day after the Super Bowl a national holiday where you're off. And I just think it's ridiculous. Like, what if you don't care about the game?
Yeah, well, that's up to them.
You get a day off.
Right. Right. There's nothing wrong with that, having another day off.
Well, having another day off is okay, but if you have to trade one in for that, like, I kind of like the way they're spaced out right now. Like, if you think I'm giving up Easter because of the day after the Super Bowl or New Year's Day, like, no thank you.
President's Day, no problem.
No, President's Day isn't, well, I guess it's close enough, but I like President's Day. It's like a random break in the middle of February. Now we're going to move it up 2 weeks. It's too close to the holiday break.
We did have a Super Bowl party one time, and I'm pretty sure that I had a hard time staying awake to the halftime show. Not a great host when you're snoring.
Yeah, well, we did. We went somewhere last year. Yeah, we went to a nice Super Bowl party last year. But the thing is, because he's got to go to bed, we have to leave during halftime. And that's my favorite part. I don't want to leave during halftime.
I always, if I'm somewhere, I leave right after the halftime show. Or if I'm home, I'll go to bed and leave everybody downstairs after the halftime show.
I don't even know how, like, if you're at a party, like, you make your husband leave after the halftime show and he's missing part of the third quarter?
No, we take two cars.
I was going to say, because he would never go for that.
Yeah, no, we take two cars. And then I take the kids home and I put them to bed because it's a school night. And he'll stay and do whatever he does with his friends.
Oh, man. That sounds like the life.
I mean, I guess.
So that I'll be here with you.
Right. So, are you going to make snacks, though?
I'm making a few snacks. I actually have to go get the stuff today because I'm going with the girls tomorrow, a few of my girlfriends, and I won't be home Saturday. So, I have to come home Sunday and make snacks. He wants homemade guacamole and ice cream, and he wants me to make whatchamacallit bars. That sounds very involved, melting caramel, and I don't know that I'm going to be doing that.
Where'd you even get that from?
Sent you on a girls' night out before. Come on. Hey, whatchamacallit bars.
But why can't you just buy them? I don't even know the last time I saw a whatchamacallit bar.
He wants the Rice Krispie ones.
Wait, can't you just get some buffalo wings like everybody else in America?
Thank you.
I want what I want.
It's the Super Bowl! Can you make me a whatchamacallit bar?
I don't understand. So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I'm going to give him a B, Anna.
I feel like a B's a win whatever. For you. Yeah, that's good.
I mean, he didn't do anything A-worthy, but...
But then again, did anybody really? The game's coming up on Sunday, and this week, more than any other week during the year, more avocados are sold in the United States.
Oh, man. Chef Plum, how can I make sure that my guacamole is super in the bowl?
It's Anna and Raven. Chef Plum from the Food Network. Yeah, when it comes to guacamole, it's so subjective about what you put in it and what's right and what's wrong and how you should care for your avocados. What are the best tips you got?
Guacamole is delicious, and it's one of those things that you don't want to overthink, especially when you're watching a football game that includes the Tampa Bay Gronkaneers.
Oh!
Thank you. You make the best guacamole possible. For me, it's simple. A couple of avocados, simply diced onions, a little cilantro chopped up in there, salt. You can put some tomato in there if you want to. I kind of tend to stay away from it because my kids don't want to have it in there. And lemon juice or lime juice in there. Mash it up, or you can even take it and pulse it in your processor. The key thing with it, make sure you season it. Avocados are best friends with salt, and bad guacamole generally comes from being under-seasoned.
Well, I always have an issue when I go to the grocery store when I'm picking my avocados because I never know exactly when I'm going to make my guacamole.
Right.
So then it's either they get rotten inside. And you know how, like, sometimes it turns brown inside because you waited too long? If I just kind of, like, carve away the brown stuff, is that okay?
Totally fine. Listen, as long as the whole thing's not having that happen to it, you can absolutely do that. One of the things you also want to do when you make your guacamole is you want to cover it with plastic cling film or some kind of wrap that keeps the air away from it. What happens with browns guacamole is called oxidation, which happens when it's exposed to oxygen for far too long. It doesn't change the flavor. It just makes it not so pretty.
So wait a minute. If I go back to the fridge a day or two after I've first started eating the guacamole, I made the guacamole, I ate some of the guacamole, now I've hidden the guacamole in the back of the fridge so there'll be some guacamole for me again tomorrow. I go there. It's totally brown. It's got that little puddle of water on top there. That's still good, you're telling me?
I mean, you have such a way with words, Raven. You just make everything sound so amazing.
He's right? A poet. Yeah.
Listen, it's totally fine. Just dry that water up and keep it, you know, if you mix it up, you know, in itself, you'll get rid of that oxidation on top of the avocados. And also, a little chef tip for me, I like to use about a teaspoon of salt per avocado.
Oh.
Okay. They always say that if you leave the nut inside with the guacamole, it won't brown as fast. I don't know what it's called. The core, the nut. What do you call that thing in the middle?
I think it's like the size of a golf ball.
A stone, the seed, whatever you want to call it. That's what you plant an avocado tree out of. But the reason why it doesn't brown as much is because that's covering, you know, 30% of the avocado.
Oh.
If you keep it covered, it won't brown.
Well, that's good to know.
What do you got for the big game? What's your prediction, Plum?
Listen, Kansas City's been amazing all season long, but I got to tell you what, the Tampa Bay Gronkaneers are getting hot at just the right time. I'm taking Tampa Bay 35-28.
I hear that guy eats avocado ice cream, and that's how he stays so young, Anna.
Really?
I swear.
Is that real?
It's part of TB12's formula.
Yeah, the TB12 plan. I mean, it's crazy what this guy eats. But, hey, listen, look at how he's playing. Look at how he looks. He's doing something right. Maybe we should all learn from it. Maybe a little less guacamole for us.
I don't know much about football, but I will tell you he looks pretty good. So
I'm going to venture that he is not putting a teaspoon of salt in his entire body. That might be the main difference.
Chocolate?
Maybe once in high school, but he didn't inhale.
He did.
Plum, people want to find you. Where do they go?
Hey, you can check me out at Chef_Plum on Instagram and, of course, ChefPlum.com.
If you were at my house just hanging out, right, and I said, all right, and I just got up slowly, went up the stairs,
yeah.
And I didn't come back down because I went to bed, would you get the hint that maybe it's time for you to leave?
Yeah. I mean, I would have found that to be a little bit awkward if I was there. But yeah, sooner or later, I'm going to leave and go to my domicile. Yes.
It's Anna and Raven. A lot of Super Bowl parties this weekend. Probably not happening, let's be honest.
Sure.
But a lot of people face the issue when they do have gatherings mm-hmm. that there's the lingerers at the end of the night. And I have a small bubble. But my bubble don't like to leave my house.
Right.
So
it's the same way at mine.
I've gotten to the point now where I'm like, guys, I'm out. And I just get up and I just go to bed and I make my husband deal with it.
How long, much longer does your husband go after that?
He'll go to the very bitter
end. Yeah, see, that's how Alicia is too. That's how my wife is too.
Yeah.
And I've got two friends that, I mean, if it's not them, it's this other couple. They are always hanging to the end. And we go all the way.
Yeah. How do you get these people to leave your house when you're hosting? It sounds so ridiculous, but if you've ever been faced with the situation, it's true. And it's one thing when you know these people well.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll never forget that I had a 40th birthday party for one of my girlfriends about 3 years ago. And it was a lot of people I didn't know.
Right. So people that are kind of friend of a friend.
It's a friend of a friend.
Right.
It's
mutual
her friends
right.
somewhere else. And like, I never really have parties like that. So it was strange. My dining room was, I mean, they were sitting around my dining room, strangers.
Like it was a huge holiday gathering.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody there.
It was 1 o'clock in the morning. I remember because I was like 4 months pregnant and I was like, oh, what? How do I get these people to leave?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it's so tough. Like, what's your number one go-to thing that you do?
Well, I have two scenarios, indoors and outdoors. So if it's outdoors, you know, we throw large barbecues in normal times. We throw large barbecues at my house. So if it's backyard, I just start turning off lights, all right? Because at a certain point, it gets dark. And, you know, most people, they don't actually want to be wandering around in a strange yard where there's obstacles they can hurt themselves on if the lights are off. So I just turn off more and more of the perimeter lights until it's just left on the patio. And then at some point, I just go, no! It's time to go.
Right.
The funny thing is I have a reputation, and this plays into indoors. So my wife calls me the pumpkin because I'm always the one that I've got to go. I've got to go to bed early. I want to, you know, X out earlier than the rest because chances are I probably have to work or something the next day. Or I woke up at 4 a.m. that day. So they call me the pumpkin. Mm-hmm. So as soon as we're indoor, I just start talking about pumpkins and Cinderella and how everything is going to change back. And usually people that she knows that's the trigger. And now she starts to scurry them out.
Wait a minute. You just start talking about Cinderella and pumpkins. And that's the key that everyone's got to go?
They understand.
No,
that,
they think you've
I'm
lost
changing.
Your mind. No, no, they think you've lost your mind.
Well, they know I'm crazy. Well. They knew that before they came.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. How do you signal for people it's time to leave your house after a party?
I start cleaning up, and I have them help me clean up. And whether or not they want to help me is they're indicative of whether that they're going to leave quickly or not. And then once we're done cleaning and they're still not gone, I tell them, I'm going to get ready for bed, so.
That's a good
you
saying.
You actually say the words.
I'm going to get ready for bed.
Well, it's bedtime for me then. All right.
At least she's blunt. I feel like I could never be blunt. I'm always like beating around the bush.
Right.
It's almost even worse because the your Super Bowl gatherings are so small this year, probably. Because these are people that are close to you, and getting them to leave your house is even harder because they feel so comfortable there.
Right, right. It's nice to have people that do feel comfortable in your house, but there is a time where you just want it to be your house.
And you want them to leave, Santa and Raven.
Super Bowl is a trap door, too, because given it's a Sunday night, it's a later game.
Yep.
Of course, Queen Latifah's new show is going to be on right after. I mean, nobody's leaving before the equalizer.
Okay. So how do you get people to leave your house at the end of a party? You know what I'm talking about. I call them the lingerers. They're the ones that the party's over. Like, you just want to clean up the kitchen. You want to go to bed. The kitchen is a mess. You're just exhausted. You've had enough. You've thrown your party. You've done your part.
Right.
Now get out.
Right.
But they don't go.
Yeah, typically, I get rid of all the illumination out back of the house. The radio turns off. The lights turn off. That means it's time for you to go. If it's an outdoor party, if it's an indoor party, sometimes you want to be a little bit more subtle.
I'll be honest. I'm just a jerk. I just go upstairs to bed and I leave my husband to deal with it.
You do say bye though, right? You don't just disappear.
Yeah, no, I say, oh my guys, I go into bed. But you see, for us, it's easy because, you know, we get up so early in the morning. They know that I'm exhausted.
Right.
So like, there's Anna. She's tired. She can't keep her eyes open because most of the time I can't.
Right.
And then that's it. What do you do to get rid of people? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell up out of here.
Right.
You say it.
Right.
Get out there.
Make the announcement.
That's all you just say it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't actually mind being the bad guy.
You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell up out of here.
I can't do that. I feel like I'm being rude.
No, see, that's the thing. I don't care.
Oh.
I'm the guy who I don't care. She can be the nice one. I'll be the rude one.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How do you get rid of these people?
Well, I like people to stay a while, but with the lingerers, I just go upstairs, excuse myself, and I put on my pajamas, and I come back downstairs. And if that doesn't work, I sit in the chair and kind of doze off.
Mm. She goes and puts her pajamas on.
Right. This is going to get awkward if you people don't get out of here, so get on out of here.
Anna and Raven, how do you get rid of people?
Quite easy. You play this closing time song, give them a road soda, and kick them out the door.
Right. Here you go. Here are your rations. All right. Act accordingly. Get out of here. See you next time.
You can keep on partying, but you got to get out the front door, turn the lights down a little low, let them sing the song. song while they're leaving, give them a nice road soda, and they're gone.
I give Poland spring bottles of water. It's like my parting gift. Here, take a bottle of water. Take right. a bottle of water. It's so weird, right?
Oh, they got those in the car already, man. Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How do you get people to get out of here, get out of your Super Bowl party when it's over?
Okay, well, this has always worked for me, but I just change my tone of voice. So, you know, the party, I'm like, hey, how's everyone doing? And then when it gets to the end, you know, I'm like, okay, yeah, everybody, time to go. It's kind of like when you call the pigs, like, sooey, like that. It's kind of like, okay.
Get a little helium.
To get your coat.
Right. I thought that was just an old people thing. It seems to me like my grandma wanted me to leave more times than I thought.
All the time. She's right. Like, how do I get Raven out of my house? I'll just use this voice.
Oh, it's so nice to see you. It was right. a nice visit.
Yeah, that's it.
I start talking in past tense.
Like what?
I just start talking like everything happened a long time ago. Remember when we had that thing? They'll be like, that was dinner time. I'll be like, yep.
The longer the night goes, the higher the pitch gets.
So weird. So weird.
I love it.
You're throwing a party and it's time for everyone to go home, but you've got the lingerers, the ones that just don't leave. How do you get them to go? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Oh, I started giving tasks, asking them to pick up the garbage, put the tables away, and this way they'll leave.
Right.
Gardening.
Right. They don't actually want to work. Right, right.
Take out the garbage.
Right. I'm going to need you guys to move this. I got a pallet full of stuff in the garage. I got to get it to the shed. Let's go.
Yeah, I need you to paint the garage.
Well, I don't do this, but my girlfriend's husband does this in the summertime when they have a barbecue.
Hmm.
If you get up, he folds up the folding chair and puts it away so you can't sit back down.
That is fantastic.
It's like
I
musical
love that.
Chairs. Oh,
it's
my gosh.
It's true. I'm going to do that. At my barbecues, we provide most of the chairs. I mean, at least the stationary ones. And that's where people camp at the end of the night.
Yep.
I am doing this.
You better not have to go to the bathroom, because when you come back, there ain't nowhere left for you to sit.
Forget it. You're on the grass.
We say, oh, Ernie's at it. You better not get up. He'll take the chair away.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How do you get people to leave your house at the end of the party?
Good morning. My husband, Tom, is very subtle. He just brings their coats out and gives them to them.
Smart.
Just opens up the closet and goes, here you go.
That is genius.
That's it.
Yeah.
The time he did it, I was mortified. It was on Christmas Eve. I was mortified. But now it's kind of a tradition.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Now you love it. Now you can hide behind it. It is your shield.
It.
Right.
I love it.
The only way to make that better is you make the kids do it. So we always, like, when there's a lot of coats, we make them put them on the bed. Go bring these upstairs, put them on the bed.
Sure.
Yeah, I just got to yell to my 12-year-old, Hayden, can
get
you go
coats.
Get Auntie Laura's jacket? It's on the bed.
And she's like, oh, yes. Right. I was leaving. Right.
I guess it's ready to leave and call it a day.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How do you get people to leave your party when the party's over?
I just start doing the dishes. I just take all of the dishes that are out. I start collecting them and I take them to the kitchen and just start washing them. And people usually get the hint.
Yeah, I mean, that's smart. Pretty savvy. You go get that one person that asks whether or not you want help. And
oh,
when you
yeah.
say no,
mm-hmm.
that means that there's definitely it's time over. I do the same thing. I pick up their glasses. Like, they could be in the middle of drinking it. And I'll be like, well, their ice is almost melted. They must be done with that. I'll pick them right up. A third of their glass still full.
That's an old restaurant trick. You know, I grew up in the restaurant business. My parents own restaurants. And when we needed to turn the table for the next reservation, last resort, take the water glasses off the table. And then when worse comes to worse, we would tell Zio Damiano to go out there with the broom and start sweeping.
Get a little on their feet. Not too much, but a little.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. How do you get people to leave your party?
Oh, I've got a great move. I stop refilling their drinks. Yeah. So, like, they'll be walking around, and they'll even come to me and be like, oh, wow, this wine is really good. And I'll be like, oh, cool. And then just, like, instantly leave the conversation.
I love it. It's a time bomb, almost an hourglass, if you will, Anna. As soon as you've decided that you're no longer going to refill their drinks, you watch them continue on with conversation, and all they're doing is drying out their mouth. That's all they're doing is drying out their mouth. And you know they're running out of oxygen, like people trapped in a submarine. They're running out of oxygen. You know their time is limited. They don't have any idea until they realize they're completely parched and you're no longer going to help them.
And it's a joy to watch, you know, especially like it's getting to be 0 hour. All I'm thinking about is throwing on the sweatpants and like lying down in front of the TV.
Right.
And I get to watch this unfold. I'm like, dance for me, puppets. Dance right out my door.
This is a sick side to you.
I don't remember last time I was at a bar for closing time. But remember they used to ring a bell and say last call? Like, imagine if you had that bell in your house that you could just ring it and be like, last call, and everybody refills the drink, but they know when that drink is over, it's time to get out. What did you forget? You know the feeling. You're driving, you're finally on the road, you're halfway to wherever you got to go, and all of a sudden you go, oh my gosh, I forgot my... What was it? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven.
Happened to me just yesterday.
Me too. Okay, what happened to you?
Well, I left here with in mind, I wanted to get home. We worked a little bit late or whatever. So I left here and I wanted to stop at one place, which is 5 minutes from here, but a little bit out of the way to the way home. Got halfway down the road, halfway over there, realized I forgot my wallet.
Yeah. I one up you on that. So I teach at a gym that's about 20 minutes from my house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a late class. Well, for me, it's late. It's a 6:30 class. So it doesn't.
Late on a weekday for us. Yeah.
So I finish up at 7:30. By the time I finish all the protocol, wipe everything down, put my walkie-talkie back, blah, blah, blah. And I go and I leave. I get home. I pull into my driveway. It's like 8:02 and I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
I go to grab my purse out of the passenger seat. I don't have my purse.
Oh, yeah. There's more stuff in the purse. I mean, the wallet is the man's purse. But,
yeah.
But it's everything that you need is in there.
So, because I had my keys in my coat pocket, which is why I was able to get into my car.
So crazy.
How the heck do you, like, I drove all the way home with not my purse. Like, I didn't realize at any point that I was missing that. And there is nothing worse than it's the end of your day. You pull into the driveway, you turn off the car, and you look, and you go, oh, my gosh. And you were like, I had to get in the car and drive back 20 minutes.
Well, I'll tell you what, I blew off my errand. I came back, I got the wallet.
Like,
but then
it.
I just went home. I was like, nope, I'm not going that way this time.
Everything was in there, everything. Even my laptop was in my purse.
Yeah, I left my laptop in Jamaica one time.
Did you have to go back to Jamaica?
So I was still in Jamaica, luckily, when I realized, but I was at the airport going through customs mm-hmm. right at that moment. That's when I realized that I didn't have my laptop. I had left it in the hotel in the room itself, and I was ready to give it up. I literally was like, well, whatever.
Yeah, but they're going to steal all your banking information, Russians.
My wife was like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
She's like, all our finances, your business, everything is in that laptop. We have to go back and get it. Luckily, the airport and the hotel were like right next to each other, very close in Montego Bay. But and they couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah.
Guy ran it out to me to the car. I mean, they couldn't have been nicer. But I mean, for that, you know, 20 minutes in the time that you figure it out and then decide you're going back and then go back until you have it in your hand. It's terrifying.
Yeah, absolutely. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you have to go back to get?
Oh, my gosh. I had gone for my first spray tan, and I got halfway home when I realized my engagement ring was sitting on the little table in the spray booth.
It's the worst.
You keep it right there. That way you don't forget it.
Right. I know. Well, but luckily it was like obstructed with a little container, so the person after me didn't even know it was there.
Right. It's so funny that we immediately assume that whoever is going to walk in after us is a thief and is going to steal our stuff.
I mean, the odds are with you.
Assume it, but worried about it.
Right. I always think that. I'm like, someone's going to steal
it. Right, when it's something of value, right, you assume, right? Thanks for the
Thank
call.
Thank you. Drive 20 minutes home from the gym, pull into my driveway. It's late, like 8 o'clock at night. I'm tired. Reach over in the passenger seat to grab my purse, to go inside, call it a night. It's not there. I left it at the gym. I left the whole purse at the gym, my wallet, my laptop inside of it, everything.
Worst feeling ever.
It's the worst feeling, because there's certain things that when you leave it behind, you got to go back. Like,
right.
There's no choice. You have to go back and get it.
Some things you're willing to take the loss on it. If it's worth 20, 30, even 40 bucks or something like that, you'll take the loss sometimes, depending on the circumstances.
Depending what it is.
Yeah, but your purse or something like that, terrible circumstances. I'm going through. They got the metal wand on me. I'm at customs in Jamaica. Oh, I forgot my laptop.
Oh.
Not cool.
Got to go back to the room and get it.
Had to go back.
What did you forget? What did you leave behind that you had to go back to get? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
Okay, as a mom, I'm sure you've done this before. My husband and I share a car seat for our son. And 9 times out of 10, I always forget to drop off the car seat to him.
I 100% know what you feel like. I did this the other day. I went to my mom's house to go pick up Dakota, my toddler. I pull in, I grab her, I go back out. There's no car seat because he had taken it out. And I was like, nah. I had to bring her back into my mom's, get in the car, go home, get the car seat, and then come back.
I keep in my car a one of those, like, it's not a jar, but a plastic jug of bungee cords.
Oh.
And it's great for groceries and cargo and stuff like that. Fits any size in that back area. You just strap it in. So, I mean, maybe an idea.
I'm not going to lie. It crossed my mind. I'm like, maybe if I just put her in the regular right. the car.
Roof rack with a couple of cargo straps. Good.
Anna and Raven, what did you forget?
My glasses.
Where did you leave them?
Right at home on my kitchen table.
So, like, how bad do you need the glasses? Like, you need the glasses to read? You need the glasses to see somebody that's sitting next to you inside the car? What?
Everything.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, you got to go back to get those.
Right.
Thank you for the call. Yeah.
If you can find your way back.
Right. Just feeling around maybe, with your hands.
Maybe just pull over the side of the road and wait till somebody finds you.
Right. Hannah and Raymond, what did you forget?
My wedding dress.
Your wedding dress? How do you forget your wedding dress?
So I was on my way to the airport. We were having a destination wedding, and the driver came early and, you know, trying to pack and get everything, you know, into the car and get myself to the airport. We were halfway there when I realized I left my dress for the back of a chair.
You definitely got to go back for your wedding dress.
Yeah, going to be a problem without that. I mean, a toothbrush you can replace.
I had one thing I needed to bring, and I didn't bring it.
I'm sure there was more than one thing, but I get it. Yeah, what a nightmare.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you forget that you had to go back to get?
Oh, I forgot my son's birthday cake.
Oh,
that's
no.
terrible. Clearly, you didn't love little Joey enough.
Oh, no. Terrible. I mean, this was a couple of years ago now, but my son was so excited. We took him to one of those trampoline places. He's having a party, having a great time, and the pizza's getting delivered, and we're all excited. And it's as the pizza's getting delivered, I realize, oh shoot, I forgot the birthday cake. I felt horrible, like the worst mother.
Imagine you have to tell your husband, just entertain these 12 6-year-olds for 20 minutes. All of a sudden, he's doing shadow puppets in the corner of the room. Where's my cake? Like, wait,
Mommy.
One more. Look, I can make a bunny with my fingers.
Oh, it was so bad. We don't live around the block. Like, we live across town. It was the fastest I ever drove in my life.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every morning, a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Luis and Jane. Luis, let's start with you. What's going on?
Jane and I are in a bit of a disagreement because I want to keep my hoodie that my ex-girlfriend bought me. It's my favorite hoodie, so.
Jane, why? I can pretty much probably guess, but why do you want him to get rid of this hoodie?
Well, just, like, it's a hoodie, so get rid of it and wear the one that I bought you. I don't know. I just feel weird about ex-girlfriend things, and it's just a sweatshirt, so just get rid of it.
Well, right, but you said it yourself. It's just a sweatshirt, so why would you have such a problem with it if he just likes it?
I don't know. I don't like reminders of his ex-girlfriend. Like, I met her once, and I don't like her, and I don't know. I call me jealous, but yeah. Wear the sweatshirt I bought you.
I've got some questions here. Like, how old is this sweatshirt, number one?
It's like 7 years old at this point.
Okay. And then when did you break up with the ex?
2 years ago.
And you guys have been together how long?
Year and a half now, right, Jane? I would say.
Well, I guess after a year and a half, you can express things that you don't like about somebody else's wardrobe. I mean, if it's 7 years old, is it really that comfortable? It can't still be that good looking. Oh, if that was a black sweatshirt to start, it's got to be gray at this point. I mean, it can't be the same color.
No, when you're wearing a good hoodie, like, that's a good hoodie. I mean, it's not like he's going to see his ex-girlfriend. It's just a hoodie.
I know. It's just like an old ratty thing, and it's just a reminder. I don't know.
Right.
It makes me uncomfortable, and I bought him a sweatshirt for Christmas that he hasn't worn yet.
Okay.
Oh, you bought him a sweatshirt to replace it.
Smart.
Luis, maybe.
Why don't you just not wear it around her?
Well, then it feels like he's cheating when he does wear it.
I guess.
I mean, it does get weirder and weirder, I guess.
I have an old T-shirt that I went to school at Pace University, and it says Pace Lacrosse. So clearly I got it from
a guy.
And my husband hates when I wear that T-shirt to
right?
bed. But it's just comfortable. And I mean, think about it. It's almost 20 years old, you know?
But it still reminds him that once upon a time, you were in somebody else's arms.
Well, I don't even remember who it came from.
And that makes it worse, not better.
That I don't remember who it came from?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. It's true, I guess.
All right. Well, maybe he needs to throw out this sweatshirt. Maybe you're right.
Well, we can ask our audience and see what they say. They may agree with you, Jane. It's a memento of your ex. It makes you uncomfortable. What's the big deal, Luis? It's a sweatshirt. Just
set
throw
it on
it away.
Fire.
Just throw the thing in the garbage.
The years of washes that it's gone through is just perfect now.
Well, they may see your side, too. They may agree with you that what's the big deal? It's not like you're holding on to her. You're holding on to a sweatshirt that you love. Everybody's got that one piece of clothing they love, that real cozy hoodie or those really cozy sweatpants, that those are your go-to. But what if your ex-girlfriend gave you your favorite hoodie? Would it matter? Because that's what's going on between Luis and Jane. They've been dating about a year and a half, and Luis has his favorite old hoodie that his ex gave him like 7 years ago. Jane's like, listen, throw it away. I hate that you wear this all the time.
You know, it's funny. We don't always have rational explanations for the way that we feel emotionally, but the truth is that they're very real just the same.
Mm-hmm.
Emotions are there, and things will drive you nuts if you let them. So it's been a problem. At least she's vocalizing this problem to him.
And he thinks that she's overreacting. It's like, we've been broken up for years. It's just my favorite hoodie. It's my sweatshirt.
She's like, I got you another one for Christmas, and that's the one you should be wearing.
Which is kind of true. She did buy him another sweatshirt. Like, wear that. Break that one in. What do you think? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven. Does he have to get rid of the sweatshirt?
No, you know what? My wife did this to me. I had like all these t-shirts from like 20 years ago, and she just took them and took them down to Goodwill and got rid of them when I wasn't home one day.
You weren't paying attention.
So you know what? Tell him to take the sweatshirt and hide it and just tell her he burned it.
Yeah.
Hide it.
There you go.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Would have been interesting to see him in his ex-girlfriend's t-shirts.
Right. I mean, he makes a good point. Jane should have just destroyed it and said she has no idea where that what happened to it. When you break up with somebody, do you have to get rid of all the stuff they ever gave you? What if you really like something? It's Anna and Raven. We're in the Couples Court this morning. Luis and Jane have been dating for about a year and a half. The thing is, Luis still wears his favorite hoodie that his ex-girlfriend gave to him 7 years ago, and Jane don't like it.
Right, right. Well, they broke up 2 years ago, and at some point, Jane met her and does not like this girl. So obviously, there's some personal connotations here. He says, it's just my favorite hoodie. It's washed. It's broken in the right way. I love this thing. I don't want to get rid of it.
Whose side are you on? What do you think he should do? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
I'm on the husband's side. It's not like an intimate piece of clothing. It's just a regular sweatshirt. Like, I know that I have my ex's, like, items that she gave me. I also have a sweatshirt, and I'm not letting it go.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on both sides. In her case, I can understand how she feels, because it seems like he's holding on to the new relationship, the old relationship, rather, because he keeps wearing the sweatshirt. But I don't think it's a bad thing to keep clothing, because it's, you know, just mementos of your past. It's not a bad thing, but in this case, the fact that he's not wearing the sweatshirt she gave him, that feels weird.
Would it make a difference if it was a watch? Because that's what I keep thinking. When if it's a piece of clothing, you know, it's kind of like no big deal. But if it was a piece of jewelry that he was wearing, would you have a problem with that?
I don't think I would have a problem in general with anything, because I have kept things from old boyfriends. Just, you know, things from my past I still wear, but I feel like if somebody that I'm with now gave me something, I'd make a special effort to make sure that I wore it and gave it, you know, the same attention that he's giving the old sweatshirt.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jane, our audience agreed with you. Luis, you know how much it makes her upset. Just get rid of the sweatshirt. Go buy another sweatshirt. I don't know why people keep having to buy you sweatshirts.
Part of my identity at this point.
That seems
a
bit much.
Hoodie.
Yeah, no, but I mean, if you're wearing that hoodie all the time and it's part of your identity, then I side with Jane. It is a problem. Get that thing out of here. That's from a part of your past that is long gone at this point, and it bothers the person you're closest with. You're saying it's part of your identity, then your identity is single, I guess, buddy.
I guess I'm throwing it out.
Right.
Yep.
See that? I just had to slam the door on him one time, Anna.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, Jane. You're so welcome.
All right, you got a problem too. Send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Rose.
Rose, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hi, Raven. Can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Rose.
Listen, here we go. We got $2,300 on the line. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, that $2,300 is all yours, okay?
Okay.
All right, number one. Rapper Lil Uzi Vert spent $24 million on a face diamond. It's located right in the middle of his forehead. What Marvel superhero has a mind stone in the middle of his forehead?
Vision.
Number two, Aaron Carter is set to fight Lamar Odom in a celebrity boxing match. Who is Aaron Carter's older brother, most notably known from the boy band Backstreet Boys?
Nick Carter.
Number three, The Weeknd says his halftime show will be rated PG and family friendly. What does PG stand for?
Parental guidance.
Number four, Serena Williams has a room just for her first place trophies and says she doesn't keep second place trophies. She throws them away. Her husband, Alexis Ohanian, founded what famous news and discussion website? Time's up, Rose. And number five, 10,821 is the average amount of calories that are consumed by a single person during the big game. Top three foods consumed: wings, pizza, and nachos. What national pizza chain has the slogan pizza, pizza?
Little Caesars.
All right. Maybe. Let me bring Raven back in. Come on, Raven. He doesn't usually know his superhero stuff. I rewrote that last question, Rose, 10 times trying to find the perfect question to take him down. I don't know. Let's see if it's enough.
See if it works.
All right. Number one, rapper Lil Uzi Vert spent $24 million on a face diamond located right in the middle of his forehead.
That's crazy.
What Marvel superhero has a mind stone in the middle of his forehead?
Vision. Check out WandaVision. Very popular.
Okay. Number two. That's right. Aaron Carter is set to fight Lamar Odom in a celebrity boxing match. Who is Aaron Carter's older brother, most notably known from the boy band Backstreet Boys?
It's Nick Carter.
Yes.
And these are the saddest boxing matches ever.
Wait, I mean, I don't understand. Like, why is that even real?
Who watches these things?
I don't
things?
Know. Okay. Number three, The Weeknd says that his halftime show will be PG-rated and family-friendly.
Okay.
What does PG stand for?
Parental guidance.
Yes, it's actually parental guidance suggested, but I already had predetermined that I would accept either answer.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Number four, Serena Williams has a room just for her first place trophies and says she doesn't keep second place trophies. She throws them away.
I mean, can you blame her? Imagine how many.
Oh, gosh, can you imagine? That made
me laugh. She's the best.
Yeah. Her husband, Alexis Ohanian, founded what famous news and discussion website?
It's Reddit.
Yes! Oh. Okay.
Sorry.
You've never even been on Reddit.
It's true. I don't like Reddit. I'm not a fan. I mean, I've seen screenshots of people on Reddit, and I'm like, why are these people here? So it's true, but I know it's a thing.
Number five, 10,821 is the average amount of calories that are consumed by a single person during the big game. Top
great.
Three foods consumed, Raven?
Yeah.
Wings, pizza, and nachos.
Okay.
What national pizza chain has the slogan pizza, pizza?
Oh, that's Little Caesars. Easy.
I'm sorry, Rose. He beat you 5-4 this morning.
I guess I can't be Raven.
Well, thank you for trying, Rose. Hold on. We'll get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Better luck next time.
Oh, man.